We still have got to get through the holiday season of 2006. And to that end, let me turn it back over to Patty to give us a little bit of a sense of what kind of technology from the e-commerce world we're likely going to be seeing this holiday season. Patty, what new is out there this year?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that you know, this year we're going to see a lot more of the same. We're seeing a very aggressive growth pattern for the holiday online shopping. In fact, we're projecting $32 billion in online sales, which is an 18% increase over the previous year. And in general, you know, retailers have worked very hard on their site experiences, their on-site search technology, which would allow a customer to narrow their search results based on product attributes. And so this is something that's emerged over the last couple of years. It's pretty standard, but is a much more effective way for customers to find the products and that they're looking for. And even within that, retailers are beginning to use some more sophisticated methodology to become more targeted within that search experience to feed in margin information, inventory information, past behavior from this particular customer, meaning sales, as well as clickstream behavior, to into the search engine, so that when the search is being created, the products that are potentially most relevant based on all of those inputs of information are presented at the top of the search result. And so this is hopefully a more relevant search result or a more immediately relevant search result for these consumers. And people like Patagonia have been pioneering this with Indeca, and which is the search engine that they use. So I think we're going to be seeing a good deal of that. And some of the retailers like Gap and JCPenney have implemented sort of the rollover information, sort of quick read information, to hope that consumers will embrace and buy quicker from a more general page. But this still is sort of up in the air as to whether that's actually turning customers' heads. In general, customers still really care about being able to drill down in their search results. They care about lots of product pictures. They care more and more and more, as we talked a couple weeks ago, about product reviews from consumers. So it's becoming a much more important thing in their purchasing experience, and I think we'll see that grow in the holiday this year as well. I think we'll see a lot more last-minute purchasing, which will put a bit of a squeeze on retailers as that last sort of 2 weeks comes into play, that the time frame after December 15th and before the 25th, we saw a 13% increase in site traffic to retail websites last year. And so, you know, we're expecting to see a similar increase, if not more, in that last-minute time frame. And actually, over a third, nearly 40%, buy after those cutoff dates. And so the retailers, the technology that implements the speed of activity of processing the orders, getting them out the door, and making sure that they know which items they can get out the door and communicate that to customers are going to be essential at that time frame this year.